What's going on, guys? This week on Inside the Pocket, we're going to be going over the week-long vacation that Austin and I have planned this week, some fantasy football and NFL stories, some NHL signing news, WoW story of the week, what we would do if we were president, a conspiracy theory, and a new segment, Debatables, all followed by our beer review. Let's go, guys.
Inside the Pocket, it's your host, Austin Robinson, and with me, as always, is Gavin Robinson.
What's going on, guys?
Today, we're going to be drinking O'Fallon Tee It Up beer while we're doing our reviews, or our whole podcast, I guess.
Yeah, brewed with lemon, and I'm not a big lemon guy, so it'll be interesting to see how we like it.
Let's go. A little foamy.
As always, our beer reviews are brought to you by Barrel's Tap House in O'Fallon, Missouri, at the corner of Highway N and Highway K in O'Fallon, Missouri. 109 beers on tap, awesome food, awesome people. Go in and buy an Inside the Pocket tea and have yourself a good time. Austin, how has your week been, man?
Tell you what, it's been a real good week, actually. But not because of work, because I had zero motivation to do anything the whole week. Because we're starting vacation.
Oh, yeah. Mine, I was in the same boat. I was on a job doing some stuff I wasn't even that familiar with, and it was kind of just a shit job. You know, I did what I had to do. I obviously wasn't just a fuck bum the whole week, but I mean,
right.
I wasn't my superstar self.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say that.
I definitely wasn't going the extra mile.
Yeah. And so, speaking of our vacation, we're not actually going anywhere this week.
No.
But we have a week-long list of things that we're doing. Kicking off Monday with some golf.
Yeah.
It'll be my first time. You're going to kind of teach me and keep me from fucking beating the shit out of all my clubs once I get pissed off.
Now, I can't promise the ground anything. You're probably going to hack that ground up a little bit.
I probably will. After that Tuesday, we got the last Vans Warped Tour coming to St. Louis.
Yep.
So we are going to go hard that day. But the thing that's going to be rough is we're probably going to... I actually told Nicole, I don't know how hard we're going to go because it's probably going to be hot as balls, and drinking when it's hot as balls isn't that great either. And on top of that, the following day is 4th of July.
Yeah.
And we will be going hard on that day.
That's going to be... It's going to be a rough back-to-back day.
Yes. But then luckily, Thursday, we have a day where we're going to a local movie theater and just watching like 5 or 6 movies in a row at the movie theater and just making a day out of it, recover from our hangover. And we will have all kinds of stories and stuff to tell the following week. And then what are we doing that Friday? Do we have anything? I might be going to the lake with Nicole during that weekend, but I'm not sure yet.
Friday, I don't know if we had anything planned for certain yet.
One thing I will be doing every day of the week, though, is I'm kicking my stream off again.
Oh,
I showed you some of that stuff, and I'm pretty excited about it. I've been talking to a few other streamers and getting some tips and stuff. I streamed Halo back in the day a lot, and I always enjoyed it, and just with work and everything else in life, I've fallen off, but between having all this extra time to do some fun stuff, I definitely am going to do like a every day next week. I'm going to be streaming twitch.tv/GD Live, GD_live. And then after that, I'm thinking I'm going to do like a Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and then maybe on Friday evenings and Sunday evenings, depending on what my day looks like. And so I'm hoping to get that consistent and then basically get my workout routine and my stream back going.
So one other thing I did was I went to the Wax Museum in St. Louis.
Oh, nice.
Have you ever been there?
I haven't.
It is the creepiest fucking place.
Is it?
Yes, because they're like, some of them are okay looking, like they actually look like people, but some of them are wrong of very famous people that you look at, and it makes it even creepier.
Like a Cristiano Ronaldo statue where it just looks nothing like them.
Like, there's one of Michael Jordan there, and it looks like he's 70 fucking years old. And it was so uncomfortable to look at, because it's like him, like, posted up, like, about to do, I'm like...
This is not
pretty sure I could cross up a 70-year-old Michael Jordan. This dude does not look ready for the NBA right now.
Yeah.
But there were some really cool statues there. Megan was very scared throughout the whole thing. And the other thing they do is, like, all of them are in glass cages.
Yeah.
So, like, you can't touch them. But occasionally, they have one just standing in the hall you walk through. And mind you, the hall you're walking through is probably only 4 foot wide. You're not like in a like a big hall. You're in a real narrow hall, and on both sides of you are glass cages, and then like you'll turn a corner and there's just one standing in the hall.
You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, so like it freaks you the fuck out every now and then. There were actually there was 5 stories. Three of them are like historical and sports, and then there's the superhero one, and that had video game characters as well. That
yeah, you sent me the Master Chief one. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. But then there's 2 stories of horror ones.
Oh.
We did not go through the horror ones. I wanted to. Megan did not. And I didn't want to do it alone, because I was like, that would actually be creepy to do by yourself, and I'm not about to go
maybe
down
we'll
there.
We'll have to go hit it up so we can talk about that sometime.
Yeah. It was neat.
One thing that we did last night, or no, not last night, the night before, is we went and saw Incredibles 2.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. I actually enjoyed it a lot. It does kind of follow the current Pixar Disney meta of, like, strong female leads.
Yeah.
But it was pretty good. I was nervous on how they would kind of split it up. Like I said, it's kind of like 2 different storylines going on at the same time, and then they come together at the end to tie it all in. It was actually really good. I liked it a lot. And then last night, we all went up to Barrels and had some drinks and just chilled for a while and ran into a total fucking dude bro and made him spend. So we walk into the bar, and this guy had just spent some money on the jukebox playing some songs. So Austin does this classic move of spending, what'd you spend, $20? And then buys it out so he can skip a bunch of that dude's songs, and he just gets fucking pissed the whole night, like yelling about who the fuck played these songs, blah blah blah. So then Austin watches the guy go up to the bar and back to the jukebox, and he gets on his phone because he can track the app from his phone. The dude spends $90 to try to get some of his songs to play again.
It was pretty fucking funny. Like, I spent 20 and I played 30 something songs, and I used the premium pass so they couldn't skip mine. So he went up there, bought $90 worth of music, and just played that many songs after mine on the premium pass, so I couldn't skip his. But he played like
almost 300
songs. Yeah, almost
songs.
300 songs, and he left
in like two
before yeah. it mine even ended, pretty much. My Psycho Killer came on after they were gone.
Yeah, so he didn't even really win at all.
No, he spent all that money just to have to leave.
So he was pretty fucking bummed, which was pretty fucking hilarious because he was kind of a douche.
Yeah, and he was looking at me and saying, who played this?
Yeah.
Who did this?
I don't know, bro. I'm just trying to eat my meal. You're the one fucking trying to dance and fucking scream inside of a sports bar like it's a goddamn EDM concert.
Yeah, he looked like a guy straight from Jersey Shore almost.
Yeah, that's what one of the... At one point, I was like, yo, Pauly D, sit the fuck down.
That's what he looked like.
But, yeah, that was kind of our last week and what we got coming up. You ready to get into some football talk?
Yeah, we can get right into some football.
All right. Well, I want to start it off strong with a big breaking story in the NFL.
Okay.
Tom Brady is an ass eater, official, per Barstool Sports on Instagram. Barstool posted a picture of a hippo chewing on another hippo's ass and caption it, when Bay gets out of the shower, hashtag ass eating season.
Yeah.
And through the comments, they found Tom Brady on his verified account commented, yep, with 3 laughing emojis. And I didn't actually see it on the thread where I could write on there. It was just like a screenshot that they posted later, but I kind of want to be like, yo, Tom Brady, you make out with your son with that mouth? After fucking eating some ass, you just go make out with your son? That's kind of fucked up,
bro. Eats his supermodel wife's ass and then kisses his child's mouths while he's getting massaged.
What if that's the key to, like, his success? It's
that's
just
like
his
the TB12
wife's
method.
Asshole. Yeah, TB12 method. He has his workout, and then under diet regimen, it's eat ass. Like, that's the secret to his longevity.
Huh. I don't know what kind of nutritious value is in there, but whatever.
Who knows? Could be a little secret. You got any fascinating NFL stuff to chat about?
I actually have 2 NFL things I wanted to talk about. I think I kind of got on the rule change a little bit that had already come out about the new helmet contact thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was reading into it a little bit more, and I found out how severe this is going to fuck up the NFL. This next season, I think, is good. It's actually going to be garbage. For what it is. Here's what the new rule in states. It is Rule 12, Section 2, Article 8. And it reads, use of the helmet. It is a foul if a player lowers his head to initiate contact with his helmet against an opponent, offensive and defensive. So if you're running the football and you lower your head and truck someone, that's a penalty. if you hit someone in their chest, not helmet to helmet, you hit them in their chest or anything with your helmet, that is a penalty.
Read the rule one more time.
Use of the helmet is a foul if a player lowers his head to initiate make contact.
Initiate making contact.
Yes.
So if he leans down and hits him with the shoulder and then his helmet happens to catch him, he didn't initiate the hit with his helmet.
No, but if you do that and your head happens to hit him first, that's a penalty.
That's going
to
be a penalty.
Yeah.
So
they say they're not certain how it's going to be officiated. They're saying, well, they're going to try and make it really... He almost said that every single play is going to be reviewed.
Which is fucking retarded.
Yeah, that's kind of... When the dude was breaking it down, he's like, to make it safer, we have to review every single play just to make sure people are following this new rule. I was like, well, that's
football
fucking stupid.
Football games are going to take 6 fucking hours.
Yeah, it's going to be fucking annoying.
Yeah, that sounds fucking ridiculous.
And I wanted to say that let's all just stop being pussies. We're all getting paid millions of dollars here. If you don't want to get hit in the head, don't fucking play football.
Yeah, like, it's pretty much simple. All they got to do is... You know, people are all worried about this. All you have to simply do is say, hey, you're entering a career where physical detriment is evident and you have to waive responsibility for that. Obviously, if you get hurt, there's the players union and they're going to have insurance for serious injuries and stuff like that. But, I mean, come the fuck on. Are we going to play the goddamn game or what?
Yeah, that's just like people in the flooring industry blow their knees out eventually. That, what, are we just going to stop crawling around one day?
Yeah, or... Cables fail. I mean, bad shit happens on the job, and football's a job for these people, so mm-hmm. bad shit might happen, and it's just kind of ridiculous. But even that, I mean, even that, look at the construction industry. You about got to fucking have a science degree and wear spacesuits and shit to yep. do anything, because you got everything from silica to asbestos to just typical ICRA air control inside of hospitals and everything, to where it gets to the point where you're like, I can barely even fucking do my job. No wonder that fucking random people, you know, non-union people from wherever that aren't taking those safety precautions are going to be able to bid jobs like that way cheaper and get the job, because of all the safety shit that I'm now required to do. It makes my job take longer, it's more expensive, it's more involved, and when it comes down to the end user, that they're going to say, well, I really don't care what you got to do. This guy can do it for way cheaper.
So yeah. That's what I'm gonna do. Do you have another football story?
I do. It's pretty short and sweet. The Falcons have signed former chief safety Ron Parker. So I was just touching on it because it's a Falcons thing. I'm pretty excited. Signed him to a one-year deal. He spent the last 5 seasons with the Kansas City Chiefs. He's 30 years old, has had 318 tackles, 9 interceptions, and 7 sacks in 80 games with the Chiefs. And he started in all 16 games of the 2017 season. Had 67 tackles with 2 interceptions. And so, yeah. I don't know if he's going to be a big starting guy with, like, Ricardo Allen and Keanu Neal right now. So he's definitely going to have to compete with time for them. But it's definitely going to be a confident person if something were to happen to one of those guys or something. I feel like it's always nice to have backups that you can actually feel confident about coming on.
Yeah, he seems like a run of the... I mean, those statistics, he seems like another just guy in the league. He's not somebody who's getting blown by all the time. He just seems like, you know, he's up in the pack. He's in there. He's a bench guy, but yeah. He can probably play up there with him.
What's your next story?
My next story is actually pretty hilarious. When was the last time you read an erotic novel?
An actual erotic novel?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever read something that would be considered an erotic novel.
Well, let me get you into this one. It's called Dadin' with Cam, a Cam Newton erotica story. It was written by an inspiring author called Carolina Blue.
Okay.
And it is a story of a young woman who falls in love with Cam Newton and has affairs with him during his...
NFL career?
Yes, during his NFL career. I actually have the picture of it.
Cam Newton, like, signed the rights to this?
I have the picture right here. You can buy it for $8.99 on Amazon Prime.
Or you can get it for free on Kindle.
Yes.
Dabbing with Cam. What the fuck?
Yep.
Look up Dabbing with Cam on Amazon and look at this book cover. It looked like a 12-year-old got on Photoshop and slapped some shit together.
I like that it's called Dabbing with Cam, and right there you can see it. When you guys look it up, there he's throwing the football. He's not dabbing with the football. They should have had a picture of him dabbing.
That was so fucked.
And here's what it says. Caroline's life is passing her by while she grinds away at her office job. That all changes when Caroline's friend Emily secretly enters her in a contest to win tickets to the big game, and she wins. That is the short wrap-up of the story.
Well, I need somebody to read this fucking book and give us a review, because I am not going to read it, but it sounds
I think I'm going to go buy a Kindle, and I'm going to read this story. I might actually record me reading the story. I'll do a voice.
Do an audio
book? Yeah, I'll do an audio book for it.
That would be pretty interesting. That would... In the future, look forward to Inside the Pockets audiobook of
Devin with Cam. A Cam Newton erotic novel.
The only other story I had is Shaquan Barkley. He is going to try and not touch any of his salary money and just live solely off his endorsement money. And there's been numerous players that have become known for their good investments, as far as like Marshawn Lynch and Gronk. They yeah. focused on creating a personal brand for themselves and not even having to touch their salaries. I feel like a lot of young players... with social media being the way it is, will have opportunities to make way more money through their endorsements than they even make on the field. And it will be able, especially if they are amazing players, it'll make them really marketable. And another thing I think would be interesting is if they get to the point where they're making so much money through endorsements and stuff like that, it will allow some of these players to make some of the sacrifices on the salary end of things, like a lot of the Patriots players have done.
Yeah.
In the past couple years, and allow them to really go where they want, because they can take pay cuts because they'll be making so much through endorsement deals yeah. and stuff like that, as long as the team's cool with whatever they might doing off the field as far as their personal brand goes. But that's pretty much all I had on the NFL side of things. Did you have anything NHL-wise to touch on?
I have quite a bit of NHL stuff, actually.
Okay, I do too. I got mostly just a bunch of signing updates from today.
I have quite a few of those. Did you get anything on John Tavares?
The only thing I really have on him is the Sharks signed Logan Couture to an 8-year, $64 million extension.
I saw that.
And that is going to be a very talented team that Tavares has been talking to. And if Tavares joins up with them, that would definitely be a cup-contending team, which I think is what Tavares is looking for.
Did you say 6-year?
8-year.
8-year? Okay, yeah.
Eight-year, $64 million.
I actually had that as well on my list. But I have on the John Tavares showing that he has completely blown out the Blues. He's not interested in them at all. Yeah, he didn't
even talk to him.
From what I could find, it said that he's either going to re-sign, go to the Sharks, or his hometown Maple Leafs. Those are, like, the three teams that he's most interested in going to. Ryan Reeves got a 2-year contract
extension
to play with the Vegas Knights.
Very nice.
Talking about the Vegas Knights, I'll hit with my other one. The Blues re-signed David Perron.
Yeah, Perron is coming back to St. Louis from the Golden Knights, but he's being replaced by another former Blue. Paul Stastny.
Yeah. I saw that as
Paul Stastny gets signed to a deal with the Vegas Knights, a 3-year deal, and the Blues are also losing Brodziak. He will be leaving the Blues and joining the Edmonton Oilers, so he might possibly get to play with Tavares if he stays there.
Yeah, we're also losing Carter Hutton.
Yes, he is on his way to Buffalo.
Yes. Weird how we found, like, a lot of the same.
We did. I also had that Erik Karlsson and Bobby Ryan are both apparently heading to Vegas, which will be interesting with the little Twitter drama that Karlsson went through with his wife. So it'll be interesting to see how the team handles that drama. And I don't think I had much more. Oh, the Blues actually also picked somebody else up, Tyler Bozak.
Oh, they
picked him up, another good center. And they're actually right now talking about Ryan O'Reilly, who's a really good forward that they're talking to about bringing over here. So I'm not sure if that'll happen, but if that does, that gives, with the addition of Tyler Bozak plus Ryan O'Reilly, if he comes over here, those would be some really good forward additions to help our scoring lines. And David Perron coming back also. And so I know David Perron gets a lot of hate, and I'm not saying he's a fucking all-star, but I like the dude.
I think he's a good player. I mean, I liked him when he played for the Blues, but I feel like he did have some of his worst seasons with us so far.
And part of it might just be, like, you know, the holy jumping. The catchphrase that they use a lot, holy jumpin', that was from a goal that Perron made.
Yeah.
And so I always just thought it was interesting. But Tyler Bozak, 3-year, $15 million contract that he'll be bringing over here. Last year he had 11 goals, 32 assists, and a plus-minus of +6. So pretty good player that we'll be bringing over, and I'm excited to see what the Blues can do with some of these additions. Really hoping they get that Ryan O'Reilly too, because that would be another big addition.
Yep, I'd like to see those goals go up for him.
Yeah.
But I like the number of assists he's putting on. That means he's making plays.
Yeah.
So,
and you know,
he also scored in the playoffs twice, I believe.
Yes, he had 2 assists and 2 goals in the playoffs. So I'll be excited to see, especially if they can bring that Ryan O'Reilly. I believe he had up in the 20s of goals last season. So he basically has better stats than Shen had when he came over here. Oh. So you bring Perron back for like a third line guy, and then you add Tyler Bozak, you add this Ryan O'Reilly with Tarasenko, and Schwartz is going to be doing good again this year. I'm really looking forward. You got Steen, you got Pietrangelo still. So I think we have a solid squad. I think the biggest thing that the Blues need to get together is basically camaraderie with themselves.
Yeah.
Because one of the things you've heard for a long time is just that it's bad in the locker room.
Yeah.
And once you can fix that, it's going to start to transpire on the ice, I feel like.
I think, honestly, they need to get rid of Steen.
Really?
Yep, because that's where the locker room kind of split, was over Pietrangelo or Steen. Like, a lot of the players were...
No, it was Stastny. That's why they got rid of Stastny.
I thought it was Steen. Because no, Steen was supposed to get the captain thing, but they signed Pietrangelo to a longer contract, so he got it.
See, I heard it was all over Stastny, and that's part of the reason they traded him out.
See, I didn't see that at all. I've heard Steen more than anything else.
Yeah,
because we were almost going to get Stastny back. We were talking to Stastny,
no,
but
we
then
were.
He signed with
Because we
Vegas.
Got rid of him and nothing got better.
Right, yeah.
But no, maybe it was Steen. I can't really remember exactly who it was.
That's why nothing got better, because Steen was still there.
Yeah, that could have been also the reason.
Yeah.
So bring Stastny back and get rid of Steen.
Yeah. And I don't dislike Steen.
No, I like Steen
just
a lot,
feel
too.
Like
Stastny really turned it up once he went to Winnipeg. So
yeah.
It always seems like everybody plays better outside of the Blues locker room.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, we need to fix the locker room, and I think the players will start playing a lot better here. Not that they've played terrible. It's just obviously we don't have a cup. We need to do what we got to do to get over that hump. So now that I've wrapped up pretty much anything I got on the NHL. Did you have anything you wanted to touch on?
No, we pretty much hit everything, since we had quite a few things that were similar.
Well, then now that we're pretty much wrapped up with the sports section, let's get into our wow
stories of the week.
Wow.
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 All right, Austin, what is a story that you found this week that just blew your fucking mind?
Somebody who has a good sense of humor is someone that I enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Krista Loyal. She's a 25-year-old in Oklahoma. She was diagnosed with cancer.
Mm,
it was very rare. And they had to cut her foot off to keep it from spreading. So, you know, instead of wallowing and being a sad piece of shit,
yeah,
she went and got her foot and had it stripped of all of her meat and skin, her bones cleaned, and she made an Instagram account for her foot called, hold on, let me go, 1 Foot Wander. And she does pictures with her foot going places with her.
This is some fucking psycho shit.
That's where I get, because she actually got the idea from a friend. A friend told her, you should like do like an awareness thing for it and do something with your, like, get a fake foot. She's like, I'll get a real foot. So
yeah,
that's
what makes it psycho shit.
Yeah, she took her foot, cleaned it, got it all wired together so it's still in, like, in,
yeah,
it
just
moves.
Had her bones set up.
Yeah, yeah. And now, like, she goes places and she'll take pictures, like, with her one leg in the pool and the other one in it, too. But she's obviously, like, holding it, so it looks like one of her feet is just bones, and it'll be, like, dipping my toes in the water. And, like, people actually really like it.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds funny as fuck,
because,
but kind of borderline psycho.
Yeah, but then she'll, like, have pictures of her, like, going hiking and, like, it'll, like, have her, like, looking down, her foot will be gone, you see it laying behind her. Like, she's like, oh, fuck, I lost my foot.
Oh,
like,
shit.
She does a whole bunch of funny stuff. She's on Instagram, goes by 1 Foot Wander. I think it's definitely worth a look. And she actually does, like, a fundraiser for people who get the same type of cancer she got,
yeah,
where she had to lose her foot. So that's why she made the account. She made the account to get, like, money raised for awareness for her disease.
for other people who might have to get their feet cut off.
Yes.
And now that she's done the Instagram thing, nobody else can do it because it's already been taken.
Yeah. And she, when she did it, she thought she was going to get a lot of backlash for using her own bones and stuff. Yeah. But she said so far she's not got a
single... I mean, what backlash? That's offensive. You're using your foot. It's my foot, you stupid bitch.
Yeah, like, but people... she figured people would think it was gross as fuck that she's just carrying around her own bones.
I mean, I'm sure there are people that think it's gross, but fuck them.
Yeah, no. She
I mean, I kind of think it's gross, but I'm not going to be like, oh, my God.
Oh, I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious.
It's cool. It's still kind of gross that you're just carrying around your fucking dead foot.
If I lost a finger or something, I'd keep it.
I don't know if I'd keep it. I don't know if I'd care enough to keep it.
I'd probably keep it.
I mean, hers isn't like it just got cut off or something. Like, hers is she's using it for a purpose.
Yeah.
Like, if I was came up with some purpose for it, that'd be one thing, but I wouldn't just, like, throw it up on a shelf somewhere.
No, I'd probably throw it up on a shelf.
Yeah, not me. I don't give a fuck about that.
I don't know. I'd like to just have it around still.
Yeah. Like, when I cut my fingers off, if they weren't able to put them back on, I wouldn't have been like, yo, can I have my fingers?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, those were also kind of like powder at that point. Yours
no, they were all still there. I mean, they put them back together, so that it couldn't have just been powder.
Yeah, I know, but the reason they healed is because you put it back together.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. They were in shards.
Yeah, they were literally mangled up. They all looked like palm trees, but
right.
If they would have just, like, taken them off, I wouldn't have just kept in the leftover of my fingers.
Oh, I would have.
Yeah.
I would have thrown them in some, like, solution in a jar and kept it in the fridge so people would freak the fuck out.
Just let them have them. What the fuck? Those are my fingers.
Those are my fingers.
Yeah, that would have been a little wild. Well, the story that I found is pretty wild. In Great Falls, Michigan, a woman was arrested for forcing her ex-boyfriend to have sex with her at machete point.
Oh.
Now, number one, like, if a chick came up and held a gun to me, that'd be one thing, but I'm pretty sure I could overpower most women that would try to hold me up. Definitely the ones I've dated before. None of my exes are gonna hold me up with a machete.
Yeah, I don't...
Like, obviously you could fuck somebody up with a machete, but if you're close enough to, like, hold it to me, you're close enough for me to just overpower you.
Yeah.
And so, this dude has to be... I didn't see any picture of the dude. I saw pictures of the chick. She's kind of psycho-looking. But apparently last Friday night, she broke into his house while he was away, and when he came home, she snuck up behind him with the machete. She told him to undress and lay on the bed while holding the machete to his neck and proceeded to have sex with him. After a while, they kind of just started arguing, and he was able to break away for a minute when he said he was going to call his friend, but he called the police, and she ran away after that. But the cops...
Sounds like... Whoa, he sounds like a bitch.
No, the dude sounds like a total vagina.
Because if a girl came up to me with a machete and put it to my neck and was like, we're gonna fuck now, that might turn me on a little. I might be a little bit into that.
Maybe.
I'm not certain, but I might be okay with that.
But if you weren't into it, you gonna let her force you into it?
Oh, no. I mean, it says at his throat. Like, if they got it on you...
Machetes aren't, like, razor sharp. They're blunt. They're meant for, like, knocking down big branches.
Yeah, but they're still sharp. I mean, yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah, but I don't think if she holds it... If a girl can come up and hold it to me, she can't do anything with it fast enough for me to just get her off of me.
I don't know. I think she could just easily go, yeah.
No, I don't think it would. I've used a machete.
I know. Before. So have I. They will cut you very easily.
But I don't think some tiny little chick is going to be able to do it to me.
I still think that she could easily. If she's got it to your throat,
yeah,
all she's got to do is jerk one way.
And all I got to do is grab her.
Yeah, I get that, but you could also fuck up. She's still going to have some kind of, like, resistance to it.
Because she's in front of you, too.
Right.
So you just shove her away from you. It's not like she's behind you and pulling it into your neck.
Yeah.
She's at you, so all you have to do is back up.
Yeah. I don't know. I still think she could easily cut your throat.
I don't think so. You must be a vagina like
this. No, I wouldn't let her do it, but I mean, I still think that...
I don't think there's
you're
ever...
You're saying that putting a knife to your throat,
no,
couldn't cut you.
Not a knife.
It's a machete. It has a razor's edge.
Yeah, not like a sharp-ass fucking
knife. Yeah, but
knife.
It will still cut your throat.
I don't think so.
Yes, it will. Well, I'm going to go buy a machete right now, and we're going to cut your throat.
And
it will happen.
No, you're not some 19-year-old frail.
Yeah, but I'm going to literally put it there and just slide it as light as possible. It's going to cut
you. I don't think it will, because they're not that fucking sharp.
It's going to cut you.
And you think this chick took all night sharpening this machete to do this?
No, but you can buy a machete at Walmart for like $19.
I literally have one in the other room, and it's not that sharp.
Well, then you might have bought a shitty machete.
No, they're just not that sharp. They're basically meant for chopping down weeds and shit when you're going through the fucking jungle.
No, I'm
not
that.
Saying you can't sharpen it and make it razor sharp, but the ones that I've handled, I understand if you take it and just like push and run it down your throat, yeah, it's gonna cut you. But if some chick comes up and just holds it up to my neck and is like, we're gonna have sex, I can literally just push her. And she's not even going to get to me with it.
No, I agree with that. That would be where it would never get that far.
And it says that she snuck up behind him, but literally, and number one, I don't care what it is. If somebody sneaks up behind me, they're not. Yeah, I would do something. I wouldn't just fucking, I'm not afraid of a knife.
Well, now I got to take my pants off.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
And then at what point between him take, like literally she's got to give him room to undress and then get him onto the bed and then she's on top of him.
She's got to undress.
At any point, he could throw her off of him. There's many times that this guy could have gotten away from this chick throughout this whole entire time. And then after all this happens, I mean, he's like, I'm going to call my buddy. Oh, that's fine. Just don't call the police, whatever you do.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make sense either.
That's why I'm saying he was a bitch, because I think maybe she was just trying to, like, do, like, a role play situation and he
No, it's not, because she actually has multiple counts of assault against him over the 7 years that they've been together.
Oh.
And she was given 6 counts, aggravated battery, assault with a weapon, unlawful restraint. I don't know what this is, partner family member assault. Maybe she attacked
like
one of her family,
violence.
Something like that. And then 2 counts of criminal mischief. But you know what I don't see there? Sexual assault.
Oh.
Kind of weird, because I'm pretty sure if I went up to a chick and held her at machete point and forced her to fuck me, I'd be going to jail for rape.
Yeah, that sounds a lot like rape.
And so are we dealing with a double standard here?
Definitely.
Believe so.
I've seen somebody get raped.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I was about
happen,
to say, but did you intervene?
But no, because I didn't realize it was happening at the time. But a buddy of mine was extremely intoxicated, and a girl that he had been talking to for a while wanted to come over. He said, no, I'm just going to bed. I'm drunk. And it was when we lived together at a different house. Well, we had people over, and she ended up coming in and asked where my buddy was. And I was like, oh, he's in his room. He's been drinking. So she's like, okay, I'm just going to go say hi. Goes in. You know, we're all still doing the party thing. Maybe a little while later, she leaves. And I don't think anything of it, or I don't even think I saw her leave. But the next morning, I was like, yo, how'd last night go? And he was like, I just came upstairs and passed out. I was like, what about so-and-so? He's like, they never came over. I was like, yeah, she did. She came over around this time and asked where you were. I told her you were in your room, and she went in there. He was like, are you serious? I was like, yeah. And then he's like, huh. Well, he didn't think anything of it, and literally, like, a day or two later, we were in there, like, looking for something, and he found a used condom up under his bed. And we can only assume that the chick went into his room while he was, like, fucked up, helped him get a condom on and fucked him, and then took the condom off of him and just tossed it under the bed and left.
Huh.
So, guys can get raped, too. I'm just saying. And the fact that she's not getting hit with a sexual assault charge is kind of weird. But I also have a note on here. How fucking beta do you have to be to get
raped by
a chick? It's one thing if you're, like, completely fucked up like my buddy was and had no idea what was going on. But this dude, it sounds like
completely sober.
Yeah, and I saw pictures of this girl. She weighs, like, 90 pounds.
Yeah.
And the other fucked up thing is it says that she's 19 and that she had multiple accounts in the 7 years that they've been together. This has been going on since she was 12.
Wait, so how do we know the age of the man?
It said nothing about the guy. All it said was her age and that she had accrued multiple counts over the 7 years that she had been seeing this guy.
So she has all these accounts at 19? It started when she was 12. If the first account happened when we were 12, what a psycho bitch.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? Or what, this dude has done nothing to, like, get this person out of their life?
No, and why are you around a 12-year-old?
Yeah, and maybe that dude was 12, too, or 13, or something close, but the whole thing's just kind of weird.
Yeah, but if I was a 12-year-old boy and, like, a 12-year-old girl smacked me, I'd be like, yeah, I'm not fucking playing tag with you anymore,
fucking rude-ass bitch.
Yeah.
But that's why it's my wild story of the week.
No, that is wild.
It's fucking wild.
So, for a woman to rape you, Gavin, what do you think it would take? think they'd have to, like, shoot you or drug you? Or do you think you would be more... Like, what do you think a girl would have to do to overtake you?
Like, if one, she would have to be way bigger than me and be able to literally forcibly fuck me up.
Okay.
Or drug me and get me incapacitated.
Okay, those are the only two you could think? You don't think, like, if a girl came up to you with a gun and was like, yo,
get no, that dick out. A gun's one thing, too, and that's what I even said in the beginning. A gun's a little different. Because they could have distance on you at that point. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's like a machete, it's like, take your clothes off. Okay, as soon as you back away from me to take my clothes off, I'm out the door.
Yeah.
But with a gun, she can close that distance pretty quick.
Yeah. I don't think you can run faster than a bullet. No, I get that.
With my pumped up kicks.
School shootings. And that's shootings. What that song's about.
Songs about school shootings and sneakers.
And they were a hit. That was a hit song.
It was just a popular song in America, but now it's all terrible.
Hey, maybe if songs weren't popular about shooting up schools, we didn't have kids shooting up schools so
frequently. Yeah, we can have... They're like, oh, we're going to blame guns, but we're not going to say anything about the number one hit song that talks about shooting up a school.
Yeah. It's all these video games. All it's those all the video iPhones. Games
today. It's all the social media and the fucking millennials.
Yeah.
Or it could just be that nobody knew how to raise millennials and now we're all fucked up. So, ex facto, beat your kids. So, on to what we would do if we were president.
If I was president, I'd get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday.
This segment is brought to you by The Vapor Store, 1407 Lake St. Louis Boulevard in Lake St. Louis, Missouri, 63367, just off Highway 70 on the left-hand side next to El Magway. Awesome vapes, awesome dudes. Be sure and hit them up and look forward to seeing their new location in O'Fallon, Missouri, off Mexico Road. So, if I were President Austin, let me tell you what I would do.
Okay.
I would, kind of like how I talked about what Shaquan Barkley and some of those guys are doing with sponsorships. Sponsorships are big. Social media is big. If I were president, I would work towards getting sponsorships from companies for different things, like Nike, the official shoe of the President of the United States.
Oh, that's actually not a bad idea.
Red Bull gives America wings. Or, you know, you get it. Like, find some other brands. Like, I would always, when I did my State of the Union address, I'd be drinking a Red Bull or something. Or I would be like...
You'd be a product placement president.
Yeah. Or, like, when I went to do my speeches, be like, before I give my speech today, I'd like to let you all know this suit in Chino. Use code fucking Donald Trump for yada, yada, yada off your next suit.
You're doing then, ad reads at the fucking...
And then the money that they... You would make so much money as a president for sponsors, and then I would take all the money that I made from those sponsorships and use them for different things that we have issues with in the country and pay for different things.
Oh.
So I would sell out for America.
Huh. That should be a t-shirt. Sell out for America.
Sell out for America. Yo, that might be one of our first t-shirts that we sell. People sell out. Sell out for America. Copyright, patent pending. Nobody can take that.
Yeah. No, that's ours.
But yeah, that's if I were president, I thought that was a pretty cool idea that just came to me. I would totally just rock some sponsorships and make a bunch of money off that and then give it away to America.
All right. I like that.
Yeah, and you can't hate a company for sponsoring America.
No, I'd sponsor America.
Yeah, so official podcast of America.
Yeah, there we go.
What would you do if you were president?
I got two things.
Oh.
I got two things. One, open container will be legal. I'm fucking tired of not being able to have a beer while I'm walking my dog out at the park. That's horse shit.
Now, what about in cars, like when people are driving?
You can have as many in the car... Except for the driver. Like, if you have
that's four, what a lot of laws are now.
If you have four people in the car, you can have three open containers.
Yeah, and that's how a lot of places are. But that's the one thing, like, operating a car that you really can't fuck with too much. But, like, yeah, if I want to enjoy a beer while I walk my fucking dog.
Yeah, I want to be able to do that. Like, even at my apartment complex, I'm not really supposed to drink a beer while I'm outside grilling.
Which is fucked up.
You're not
even supposed to grill.
No, I'm not. I'm actually not. They actually put a sign on my door saying you can't grill there, and I still do, so.
And I put a sign up that says, don't tell me how to live my life.
I thought this was America.
Yeah.
I should actually write that on it when I get home. I thought this was America. And just leave that there. Oh,
or take the sign that they left on your door and take it to their door and write, I thought this was America, and slap it on there.
I might do that. I might get in trouble. They might kick me out.
What if? Yeah. You got room here.
Yeah, I'll find somewhere to go. But yeah, I believe you should have containers. I think you should be able to go anywhere you want and have a beer. Not have a problem at all. Like, even on float trips, you're really not supposed to have beers on you at a float trip.
And I understand a lot of that's for safety and like operating the boat and stuff like that, but same thing.
Yeah.
As long as there's not as many as there are driver, like, however many people there are minus the driver.
Yeah.
What's your other one?
My other one is I'm obviously on drugs. Yeah. All drugs will be legal for one day.
So it's like the purge for drugs.
Yup. We're just letting it all come on in. One day, it's going to be like 4th of July. People are going to set up stands.
Yeah.
Sell their coke. Sell their heroin, mushrooms, all this shit everywhere. All across the United States. One day. Two reasons. One, you're going to have some people who want to get some experiences out, and they're going to be able to do it legally and safely.
Yeah.
Secondly, the people who are druggies and crazy, you know they're going to buy that shit up, and they're probably going to overdose. Or, later on, after that day, they bought so much shit, they're just going to get arrested later for still having it.
Yeah, and you just kind of keep tabs on it and be like, okay, day's over, now we're coming to arrest you.
Yep.
It's entrapment.
Yeah, entrapment, but I'm really doing it so we can get rid of, like, the bad people.
So you gotta be smart. You gotta get it and use it all up, and then when they come, be like, I don't got it.
Yeah, you gotta go up there, buy, like, a bag of weed, and if you're feeling adventurous, get some mushrooms or, you know, do a fucking
dime. That's one thing, since I compared it to The Purge, that's one thing I always hated about The Purge movies, is they show, like, everybody killing each other and all the fucked up shit, but, like, if The Purge were real and it was, like, all crime is legal, I would be like, yo, I'm just gonna go steal myself a new gaming computer.
I'd go steal a car.
Yeah, or, like, something like that. Or just be like, oh, all crime's legal, so you don't just see some guys just chilling, smoking it, like, people just chilling, like, having a party where they're all just smoking.
That's what I'm surprised there hasn't been one, like, a party.
Yeah, like a party purge.
Yeah, and maybe, like, one dude starts stabbing people, but, like, the whole movie's, like, them just having, like, a Project X party that doesn't get busted.
Or even The Purge, like, you have everybody doing crime, and then you just got, like, a militia of people that are like, yeah, I know it's The Purge, but we are going to purge by being vigilantes and stopping anybody that's actually fucking people up. So, like, that'd be a good one. The Purge Vigilante, and it's about a team of people that just save people from The Purge, even though it's legal, because it's legal to be a vigilante. Because all crime's legal.
Well, look at that.
Look at that. We're going to write movies now, too. Patent pending.
Speaking of The Purge, that's actually coming out the day we go to the movie theater.
So that's one of the reviews I'm feeling. When we go to see our movies, there's definitely going to be the new Jurassic Park tag and The Purge. If you want to see Incredibles, we can check that out. But I know there's some other stuff that's out, so I'm pretty stoked. There's going to be some good movies.
No, I think it's going to be a good time.
Well, and now that we've kind of covered what we would do if we were presidents, do you have a conspiracy theory?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I actually don't, so we're going to hit it up with a single conspiracy theory brought to you by Austin. All right, Austin, what's your dumbass conspiracy theory?
My conspiracy theory is actually going in turn with you starting streaming.
Okay.
Beware. Beware. Because streaming was brought into existence because of the government.
Okay, so I'm going to be a government sleeper cell agent.
Yes. They put this in place openly for people to make money and do their things and have a good time streaming just for fun, but really, they're testing you. They're seeing how quick-witted you are, your knowledge of guns, how you use things, shooting abilities, how good you are at piloting planes through, like,
decision-making.
Your decision-making. Everyone. They're doing it with everyone. So that eventually, whenever the Space Force, which is now here, they're gonna need people to, like, pilot spaceships and drones, and if there's alien attacks, you were a big Halo guy, you might know a thing or two about defeating some aliens. So they're going to keep watch on people who are involved with those things, and they're going to use it to their advantage at a given time that they need to use it. So just like drones are becoming a huge warfare thing now, and I actually believe that the military uses Xbox controllers to fly some of
them. They do on some of them.
So
because the kids are, or the soldiers are used to like using those controllers, so they just integrate them to those control pads, so they just feel like they're playing Xbox.
Right, and now they're scouting for people to take over the drone wars. They're going to watch streams and see the people like doing racing games or flying helicopters on Battlefield, or people who are really good at those things. They're going to recruit them to become part of the drone war army, and they're going to help with the Space Force and the normal military we have here on ground.
That is definitely a wild take.
I think it's not. I mean, think about it. Think about how many people stream and how many people, like, are...
Yeah, but obviously, like, using a keyboard to fly a helicopter is a little different than actually piloting a helicopter.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Unless they get it down to where it's like, yeah, this helicopter is just going to be self-flown. Like, you just control it like you would this one. Like, they're going to make airplanes and helicopters with the controls. Like, yeah, you just do it just like you do on this game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're gonna change the way... Like, the technology is advancing to the point where it can be that. You're going to have sustained flying with things that don't need pilots and stuff.
No, it makes sense. It's a little fucking crazy and a bit of a stretch, but... It could be. Maybe they're just monitoring it and that. And like you said, they could be watching the chat and see how people react to violence and like yada, yada, yada. And once people get big followings, they could be like, okay, now we can use their audience for this and stuff like that. Could be a viable thing because Twitch TV, man, it's crazy to see in the like 10 years that I've been into competitive gaming and stuff to see where it's gone and just know that it still has so much further it can go.
Yeah. Just keep an eye out for Twitch.tv to become Twitch.gov. Once the gov comes in and takes over that motherfucker and starts recruiting people,
everybody will have like their fucking army outfit and it'll just have the little Twitch logo patch on the side.
Yeah,
like
they'll
the
be
Twitch
the
Army.
Oh man, that would be a good
like
one.
Marine Corps, Twitch Corps.
Yeah,
that's how it's gonna be.
The Gaming Corps.
Well, I didn't get too much into conspiracies. Conspiracy theories this week. I was struggling to find one I really wanted to talk about, and I kind of had an idea for a different segment, so we're going to go right into this next one, and it's basically just going to be debatable. These are just random debates that I found online and little stuff like that for us to talk about. This little segment's going to be brought to you by another one of our awesome future sponsors, which is Icon and Ink. They are a graphic design and screen printing company located at 2607 A Bellevue Avenue in St. Louis, Missouri. You can hit them up at iconandink.com or iconandink@gmail.com. They actually made our Inside the Pocket t-shirts that we recently had made that you can buy at Barrel's Tap House, and check them out if you need any shirts or bags or some sort of graphic design needs. Hit them up. They do an awesome job. But getting into this next segment, this is just little random things that we can debate. And one of the ones I saw on there was, what's worse, a typical swag fag, like the kind of dude bro that we saw at the bar last night, or somebody that's like super high try hard hipster that does nothing like anybody else? Like a dude that just goes with the typical pop culture, or the dude that's just so far against everything that he's not even fun to be around? Which one's worse?
Oh, I fucking hate them both.
Yeah, but you gotta pick one.
I guess I'd rather be with the hipster dude, because if you have the other guy, he's gonna be all up in your face, jumping around all the time, being loud like the guy we dealt with.
Yeah.
A hipster, I think, if you disagreed with them and stuff, they might, like, bitch at you for a little bit, but then they'll just, like, solidate themselves and not, or like, want to talk to you.
And I almost went the other way, because even though the one person might be a little bit of annoying, they're at least into things that are just relevant, so they'll have some conversation and have some things. You might not be into every little mainstream thing that's going on, but the fact that that's all that they're into, you're bound to have a couple things that you do like to talk about. I feel like if it was just like a super try-hard hipster kind of dude, everything I brought up, they'd be like, that's pointless, that's dumb, I don't do that.
Then I'd be like, okay, then I don't want to talk to you.
Okay, you're fucking boring as shit.
Yeah.
So, you went hipster, I went swag fag on that one. The next one I had was, do you think if the ocean was like all snow, could fish swim through the snow?
No.
It's water.
No. they might be able to survive in it, but I don't think they could move. Because snow, the deeper it gets, it gets packed.
I don't think they would survive very much because they, like, their blood reacts to the cold.
Yeah, because when it gets cold, they go deeper. So, yeah, no, they would die.
You don't think they'd
be I don't think that...
But even if it wasn't for, like, temporary, do you think a fish could swim through snow?
Like, if it, like,
and like
popped out
and
of the
like,
lake
and
landed
like bring
in
the snow through their gills and, like, survive on it.
I don't know. Because are fish, like, warm-bodied? Or are they cold-blooded?
They're cold-blooded.
I don't think so. I think if they were, like, more warm-bodied, the snow would melt, and then they could take in the... through their gills. But if they're, like, cold-blooded, taking the snow into their body, it's probably not going to melt quick enough to keep them alive.
Yeah, I mean, their blood's obviously... their body temperature is going to be higher than the snow to begin with. It's not like they'll just... I don't know really how exactly that works too much, but I know basically, like, with cold-blooded animals, like... when it gets cooler, they just become slow and stagnant and tired and stuff. And when it's warmer, they're like, okay, let's fucking go. And that's why, like, when the water gets cold, the fish kind of become more sedentary and stuff.
So you think they could?
I don't know. I think a fish would be able to, like, navigate through it a little bit.
I think they'd be able to navigate through, like, thin snow. But, like, when you originally said, like, if the whole ocean was snow.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like,
not.
Light snow. Like, if it was just light snow.
But with physics, is
I'm not
deep
talking
as
about
it,
physics.
As deep as it gets, it would pack. And, I mean, there's times where you can't drive a car through snow.
Yeah.
So I don't think they'd be...
I'm saying if it was just, like, a light, powdery snow and you just threw a fish in it, you think he could swim his way through the snow for a ways?
Yeah.
Pretty good ways?
Yeah, he could probably go a while, yeah.
I mean,
you throw a fish on land, they'll flip around for a little bit.
Yeah, but I'm saying if he was in snow deep enough where he was completely under the snow, could he just, like, swim through that snow for a while?
We might have to test this.
I know. Don't let PETA know, though.
What, next time it's snow... So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go fishing this summer. I'm going to catch me a bass fish. I'm going to let it live in a cooler at my house. I'm going to feed it all the way up until winter. And once we get a snow, I'm just throwing them outside. I'm going to
see
how long he lasts.
Next question. Cereal soup.
Is cereal soup? Cold soup.
But, I mean, it's basically shit floating around in a liquid.
But it's not like a broth. I think soups have to be, like, broth-based.
Really? Like,
tomato soup
isn't
not...
broth? Or cream of whatever isn't broth. It's the cream.
How high were you when you thought of that one?
Oh, I found these. So, a cereal soup.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm going to say no, but I can see where somebody might go.
I would say
it.
Yes, then. If you go by, like, the simplest definition of it, like, it's a liquid with particles in it to eat, and then you can drink the leftover liquid, then yes, cereal is a soup. I actually have one. What are you going with? You're going with no?
I would say no. Like,
why?
A bowl of cereal. Just because it's... I mean, you can have, like...
It's just breakfast soup.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people have said. It's breakfast soup. And that's where I'm like, not really sure how. Let's look up the definition for soup. A liquid dish typically made by boiling meat, fish, or vegetables in stock or water. The next definition is a substance or mixture perceived to resemble soup in appearance or consistency.
And that's what soup, or that's what cereal would be. It would appear to be like soup. And consistency.
Yeah, and so maybe cereal is technically soup.
Look up what the definition of cereal is.
The definition of cereal? That's going to be a lot different because, like, cereal can be considered a lot of different things.
I actually think I have one for you.
A debatable thing?
Yeah.
The definition of cereal is a grain used for food, such as wheat, oats, or corn.
Oh, so that's... So when you look up cereal, it doesn't include the milk. So that's...
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's not a soup, because it takes two different things. A soup is known
No, the soup takes two different things. It's the meat and vegetables and the water.
No, I get that. But when you look up soup, it says water, meat, vegetables. When you look up cereal, did it say anything about milk?
But then it doesn't say cereal. It says... Oh, no, it does say, is a bowl of cereal considered soup? But cereal itself, I would say no, but you could also eat, like, beef or carrots or anything that's in soup without it being
soup. So if you throw anything in a liquid, does it make it a soup?
That's the question, I think.
So, like, if I just cut up pieces of celery and threw it in a bowl of water, that's soup?
I guess if you like boiled it up, call it soup. Cereal soup. Celery soup.
Celery soup.
So that's one to make you think. The last one that I had on here is a very popular one. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No, because it's... You... No, because it's... it. The reason I'm saying no is because a sandwich has bread on either side where there is a gap in the middle.
Yeah, but there's times where... So if your hot dog bun splits, does it then...
But it's not supposed to split. It's supposed to stay as one. I know. But that's not its purpose. I'm going by its purpose. A sandwich has
so two then is a panini a panini isn't a sandwich either?
It's a flatbread.
A flatbread sandwich.
Well, fuck.
Or like your crunch wrap technically should be considered a sandwich. Or is that a wrap?
That's a wrap.
Okay.
Because it's a crunch wrap.
Then what about like... So we talked about this with like the burger debate with the Sourdough King. Is it a sandwich or a burger?
Yeah.
And we determined it is a sandwich because any burger is a sandwich.
Yes.
It's just a type of sandwich, like a burger or a hoagie or a BLT. Yes. They're all sandwiches.
But all those things have the one thing related. They have a bun on either side.
Now, what about like an open-faced sandwich? What's it called? A horseshoe?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's considered a sandwich and it's only got one piece of bread.
Fuck, man.
There's ways that make you think. We're making you think right
now. So a hot dog. Is a hot dog sandwich?
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No. It's just not.
It's just not a sandwich.
No, because I'm still sticking with it's got bread on either side. Your standard sandwich has bread on either side of it with things in the middle. A hot dog, it has two sides, but it's connected on the bottom with something inside the center.
Because you could also start to say that if we're going to call... I would say a hot dog is more of a taco than a sandwich.
I would agree there. Yeah, I would agree
there. Hot dogs are not sandwiches.
Because it's a grain-based...
This is our take. Hot take right now. Hot dogs are tacos.
Hot dogs are forms of
American tacos.
Yep, they're the most American tacos.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to start calling it now. That's what we need to when we open our bar.
American tacos.
One of the things on there is going to be American tacos, and it's going to be hot dogs.
Oh, that's fucking good.
Copyright.
All right. I have one for you.
All right, let's hear it.
Does a straw have one or two holes in it?
I've heard this one, and I actually saw it on this list, but it did it with a donut. Does it have one hole or two? And I would say it has one single hole.
Why?
Because...
But it has one on either end.
No. It's one continuous hole that goes through. Does a ring have one hole or two?
You can flip it around and put it on the other side, two different entryways.
But it's one thing. So when you drive through a tunnel, do you say you just drove through two tunnels?
If I drove through it one way and drove through it back, I'd say I drove through two tunnels.
No, I'm saying if this is the tunnel and you just drove through it, would you say we just went through two tunnels?
No, I'd say I just went through a tunnel.
Or if you take a piece of paper and you punch a hole in it, would you say that there's now two holes in that piece of paper?
No, but there's so much distance between
the two. Doesn't matter.
Holes.
It's just the thickness of the surface of the item. So the straw, so you fill that straw. Okay, so before that straw had a hole in it,
they
drilled one hole into it. They didn't drill multiple times. It's only one hole that goes through the length of the straw. There's two openings, but it's one hole. One hole has two openings.
Okay.
And so that's how I perceived it, because same thing with the donut. There's one hole in a donut. Just like when you get donut holes. Donut hole would come out of the donut. And so it's one single hole in the straw.
Gotcha.
It's not two holes. So
debatable.
Debatable. So that was our segment, Debatable. And we're going to just find random bullshit to debate for you guys so you guys can join in on the hot takes. Shoot us some tweets or messages on what you think about it. We didn't get any Tinder talks this week. Didn't get anything sent in that we wanted to talk to you guys about. So be sure, hey, motherfuckers, if we've picked you to listen to this podcast, you're part of this. So you need to start doing your jobs. I need to start seeing some shares and shit like that. Shout out to Robbie Cannon for sharing the podcast. He was one of the only ones. We got a t-shirt set aside for you.
Yes, we do.
And we need you guys to start sharing this shit so we can get more opinions and stuff like that. We're on SoundCloud now and YouTube, and in August when we kick this off, we'll be on iTunes, and so you'll have multiple ways to listen to us. We need you guys to share this thing and get it big. I want to see us hit 100 followers before we even launch. Yep. That's my goal. That's what I want to hit.
And we got a whole other month.
If we do it, we may do a big kickoff thing at Barrels when we do it and give away some more stuff, and you guys can come out and hang out with us. But yeah, we really need you guys to share some stuff, get this out there. We hope you guys are enjoying them. We want to hear more feedback and interact with you guys. So we are going to go ahead and get into the beer review before we close this out.
I'm not made for paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but pretty good drinking beer.
Let's drink some beers.
Woo.
O'Fallon, tee it up. It's an ale brewed with lemons. The bottle, or the can, is actually just a metal can with a sticker wrapped around it, completely uneven.
You're kind of lazy, O'Fallon.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a lazy buildup. I'm trying to read on it if it has...
But it's an ale brewed with lemon, and it's got on it, it's like a golf ball on a tee, and half of it's a lemon.
Yeah. I'm assuming it's going to be like, 4.8 alcohol percentage by volume.
Okay.
Yep.
12 fluid ounce can.
Okay. Oh, foamy.
It is foamy. It's I noticed that right when you open it up, it's going to foam up out of the can a little bit. Just a little bit.
I assume these cans are like, these might be like strictly recycled cans because of how they put the sticker on it. Yeah, I'm just not used to not seeing printed cans.
Yeah, and this actually isn't nearly as bad. I was honestly expecting this to be my first bad beer review because I'm not a lemon guy, but it's really not that bad.
It's not horrible. Definitely not something I would drink a lot.
No.
But it is good. I mean, it definitely has a lemony...
I bet there's people out there that would really enjoy
it. Oh, yeah. Like, oh, there's definitely someone who
definitely
would.
Has that citrusy lemon taste to it. Definitely like a summertime beer.
Mm-hmm.
Probably wouldn't be a bad beer to enjoy like early in the morning while you're golfing.
Yeah, that would be a good one to tee it up with.
Maybe. Ooh, good product naming.
See what I did there?
They did a great job there. But what do you think about the taste, Austin?
Taste, you know, definitely malty, but... The citrus is really strong on it.
Is.
And I'm not a big lemon guy either. I like some lemon beers. I think we did one before, the Samuel Adams Lemon, and I really enjoyed that one. This one, definitely not as good as that. I'm going to start implementing this. I'm going to rate them out of 10.
Okay.
I'm going to start doing that, and I'm going to give this one like a about a 5.4.
5.4 for this. I'm going to give it 5.2. Yeah, just a little bit lower, just because I feel like based on the type of beer drinker that you are, like you would enjoy it more than me, who's not a huge variety beer drinker. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that you enjoy more of a variety, you know, I feel like you would give it a little bit more points because you have that willingness to accept different stuff. Me, I pretty much know what I like. Like I said, don't hate it nearly as much as I thought I would dislike it, so it's not a bad beer. I wouldn't just come out and be like, this sucks, I don't care who you are, this is a bad beer.
Yeah.
Like you said, probably not something I would go for, but not a beer if somebody like tossed me one.
You're not going to be
I wouldn't be like, dude, this is fucking gross, I'm not drinking it.
Yeah.
I would totally be like, oh, okay.
Switching
enjoy it. But we definitely have a lot of them left, so we might drink a couple while we're golfing tomorrow.
Yeah, we might. We might bring some there.
So that's our beer review, and that's our show. We hope you guys enjoyed it. Like I said before, don't be a fucko. Share the goddamn podcast. We would really appreciate it. We'll give you some free shit. We will, you know, if you're somebody that's creative and does some stuff, we'll give you a shout out, and we'll help you. Help us, help you, help us.
Scratch your back. Wait, scratch my back and I'll scratch yours.
And you scratch my back, I'll suck your dick. I mean,
whoa.
Reverse.
Suck your toes.
If you share my podcast, I will give you a high five.
Ooh, I like high fives.
Yeah.
No so, low fives, though. If you're no under 5'4", I'm not going to give you any low fives.
You need to hurry up and grow up. But, yep, that's it. That's our show.
Yeet.
Inside the pocket of a clown. It's a sad place to hang around. Just watching smiles turn into frowns. Inside.